It's around 7 a.m. and Cesar Torres is patiently urging his 4-year-old son, Arturo, to put on his tennis shoes. But there's a meltdown. Arturo doesn't want to wear the shoes his dad has handed him, and he doesn't know where his others are. After a few more minutes of searching, Torres finds them.
You got the shoes you wanted now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Me lo compró mi papi.
Cesar Torres and his wife have 6 children. 3 are school age. By 7:10, all 3, along with their dad, walk down the stairs of the duplex where they live and head to the bus stop, about a 5-minute walk away. The 2 oldest, ages 17 and 9, will take 2 buses to get to their school, Bruce Guadalupe. Torres will drop Arturo off at La Causa before hopping on 2 more buses to get to work in downtown Milwaukee. He's a line cook, and his workday is supposed to start at 7:30, but he says these days he can't get there on time.
It's a little bit hard.
The Torres family hasn't always depended on the bus, but a few Sundays ago, someone stole their Dodge Caravan.
I was thinking, like, I parking right here or not? And like, okay, I will check it out the other street. And then, no, I parking over there and like...
So you walked down the street and yeah. Said, wait, maybe I didn't park there.
Uh-huh. And like, I said, no. I parking right there and like, where it is?
The car was a 2000, making it a popular target. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, Dodge Caravans made between 1996 and 2005 are the vehicles most likely to be stolen here. Torres was able to borrow a co-worker's vehicle for about a week, but now he and his family are back on the bus. For him, because he works 2 jobs, it means he doesn't get home until around 11 at night. Yet, he's most concerned about his family.
And this is the transportation for my kids to school, to the church, to go to stores to buy something. And now it's more something bad because it's cold outside. And you see my kids is a little bit babies. That's not good.
Torres says he wants to buy another vehicle, but doesn't have the money right now. He says in a good month, he could put away only $50 to $100 toward another car.
It's devastating on a family.
That's Rose Hill with the organization 1800 Charity Cars. It gives cars to people who qualify across the country. Hill says, unfortunately, the Torres story is all too common. A lot of people cannot afford to replace a stolen vehicle, and the effects can compound.
Without a car, it could possibly mean that they could lose their job. If they lose their job, then they're going to, you know, possibly lose where they're living. It just affects the whole dynamic of the family.
Hill says last year, her organization provided around 300 cars, but this year, donations are down. As for the Torres family, Dad Cesar says they have no choice but to continue to rely on public transportation for now. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.